o'clock is what?
7:30.
Okay, would you have any other way of saying it?
No.
If it's 10:45, what time do you say it is?
1:45.
Okay. Business wasn't very good last year, but I hope it will be better. You're talking about
this year.
Okay. If the child had just had his third birthday, you'd say he is
3.
Okay. Would you? And if you're going to say how old he was, you'd say he's
3 years old.
Okay. Something happened on this day a year ago. You'd say it happened exactly
this day last year.
Okay. Would you say how long ago it was?
A year ago.
Okay. If you look up in the sky and say, I don't like the looks of those black
clouds.
If it's a good day, it's really sun shining outside or whatever, well, how do you describe that kind of day? Not like today, so it's the ice and snow.
Beautiful day.
Okay. What's it the opposite? What's the opposite of that?
Lousy.
Okay. What if it's been fair and then all of a sudden the clouds up a lot? What do you say about the weather then? Okay, starting to look bad. If it's been cloudy and then the clouds go away, what do you say to weather?
It's clear enough outside.
Okay. What do you call a heavy rain that lasts a short while but really comes down hard?
Cloudburst.
Have any other names for it?
Shower.
Okay. What about a storm that has thunder and lightning in it? Do you have a different name for that?
Thunder shower.
Okay, you call it a thunder shower. Anything else?
Storm.
Okay, what about if the storm's going and the trees are swaying, that means the wind is doing what?
Blowing.
Okay, now yesterday in that kind of storm you'd say the wind
blew.
And it has
blown.
And it will
blow.
Okay. A steady drizzle is called what? If it's raining but it's not really raining hard, what do you call it?
A drizzle.
Just a drizzle? Okay. Any other names for it? Have you ever heard of if it's, what do you call it as a verb? It's doing what outside? It's just
drizzling rain.
Okay, just drizzling. Would you ever say sprinkle? Ever, or would it all be?
Yeah,
but I say drizzle.
Sprinkle is like when it's raining just a little bit, drizzling when it's just misting.
Okay, so it's a different kind of thing then for you. You have it. So the sprinkling, how would you say then? What's the difference between the sprinkling?
Sprinkling rain is when it's just starting to rain, but it's not coming down very hard. Yeah. Drizzling is like when it just keeps on, and it's just a fine mist in the air.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that distinction now. Of course, I didn't see it. What's that heavy white stuff that you might see every morning if you're driving around?
Fog.
Okay. And the condition would be it's white out.
Foggy.
Okay. What about a long dry spell? What would you call that coming up on the farm? A log. Okay, you just call it. Any other names for it?
No.
Okay, what if the wind has been really kind of mild and all of a sudden it starts getting stronger? What do you say? The wind is doing what?
Blowing harder.
Okay, would you ever say?
Gusting?
Okay, would you ever say it's picking up or would you say gusting?
Yeah, I guess I said that too, picking up a little bit.
Now, I wonder if you'd said that earlier in regard to something else. I just wonder if you'd say it. How about the reverse of that? When the wind's been really...
Slacking off,
okay. What about a kind of morning where it's sort of chilly but not real cold and you kind of feel good being out? What would you describe that day as being like?
Chilly.
Okay. Would you, a little chilly in the air there. What about that white stuff that forms on the ground that's been real cold?
Frost.
And if it's the first one that kind of freezes everything, what do you call that? You ever heard killing frost?
Oh, yeah.
And would you use that expression yourself?
I doubt it.
Okay. Now, last night it did what? Whether it was the water, the lake did what last night?
Froze.
Okay. And it has